Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
So Taylor is looking for a second date update with a guy named Luke. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been listening to you forever.
We're happy to have you. I'm glad you're excited. Not everybody's thrilled about coming on Second Date Update.
I just love this segment.
Did you ever think you would be on this segment?
No. I never thought I'd be calling you, but here I am.
And you're hoping for results.
I'm ready for some results.
Okay. Let's see what we can do.
I'm going to tell you what happened. I met this guy on Match, and we went out to dinner. And I'm still getting used to all the rules and, like, restrictions, and everything feels so weird with the masks and the distancing, but we totally made it work. He's so smart, like, crazy smart. And I'm kind of hoping he doesn't think that I'm not smart enough for him, because I loved talking to him and asking him questions. He's in law school right now, and he's, like, all up in the Supreme Court stuff and, like, politics. And, I mean, I know the basics, but he knows, like, everything. And he seemed to like to talk about it because he answered all of my questions. And he was just able to have even a meaningful conversation about other stuff, too, like life stuff, like marriage and kids and hopes. And, like, we talked about our dreams, so...
Wow.
It was super well-rounded. Yeah.
Did you find that your hopes and dreams and political thinking was in alignment with his?
I mean, yeah, I thought so. I really thought we were on the same page. I mean, like I said, I don't know as much about politics, but I can totally hold a conversation, you know, and I'm, like, really interested in it. So, yeah, I thought so. I mean, I loved it. I thought everything went well, and I also thought he was attracted to me, and I was really attracted to him. And we hugged when we left, and I thanked him, and I said I hope I'd hear from him soon. And he smiled, and he said, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
That's positive.
That's solid.
That sounds like an affirmative to me.
That's a major affirmative. Affirmative is what that is.
Absolutely. Exactly. So, like, the next morning, I text him because I felt super confident, you know, and I text him and I said, thanks for the great time. And I haven't heard anything back from him.
Hmm. And you don't remember any awkward moments or weird silences or shifts in the energy?
No, I really don't. I mean, no, the conversation was flowing. You know, I was asking, I mean, he didn't ask me a lot of questions. But I felt like everything was super comfortable.
That's good.
And it felt fun.
All right. Well, unless you guys have any other questions.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Then why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call Luke. And we'll ask him some questions. It sounds like he likes to answer questions.
If not, he's about to like it.
If not, he's going to ask a ton, right?
Yeah.
He should really be open to that.
Yeah. If he's as willing to talk about anything with you, hopefully he'll be that open to talking with us.
I hope so.
Yeah, so we'll do it next. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Okay, so Taylor went out with a guy named Luke, who she met on Match, and they had this fantastic dinner. He's a super smart guy, evidently willing to talk about anything. I guess he's in law school, and she just found him fascinating. Seems to know a lot about a lot of things, but he was also willing to talk about other things other than politics and law. You know, you talk about hopes, dreams, future.
Marriage, kids, all of the important things. I mean, we just had a story not long ago that the average couple doesn't even talk about having children or how many kids they want. They don't talk about kids till after they've been together for 2 years.
Crazy.
And you're hitting it on the first date. What did you guys decide? How many? How soon?
Oh, me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I said 3 and he said that sounded like a good number. And it's true. Like, I've never felt comfortable enough to talk about that stuff on a first date. So it felt easy and like, wow,
that's great.
This guy really does want a family. And yeah,
good.
He said 3 sounded good. So I thought, awesome, let's do it.
Okay. And then the way the date ended is you basically you said, hope to see you soon. And he said, absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. Good sign.
I can't remember if you said there was a hug or a kiss or anything like that.
There was a hug.
There was a hug. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, we stayed there for a second. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but we're going to call him up and see if he'll answer our questions, because there's been no contact from him since then. You texted him that thanking him for a great evening, and he never heard back, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Luke, please?
This is he.
Hi, Luke. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well.
What? I was all excited to talk to you. You sound like this really cool, interesting guy, and I feel like we haven't won your approval yet.
Yeah.
No, Jeff and Jen, no, it's okay. I know you guys.
Personally, or just from being on the radio?
No, just from the radio. You guys do that dating thing, right?
Yes, sir, we do. It's second date update, and
okay. You
got a fan out there. I don't know. We were kind of excited to meet you, or at least talk to you on the phone, because you sound like an interesting dude.
Yeah, that's one word, I suppose.
What interesting? How would you describe yourself?
Oh, I don't. Ambitious, caring, thoughtful.
All good things?
Yeah.
And how would you describe Taylor?
She's sweet. She is a lovely, lovely woman. A little emotional.
Emotional.
I hesitate to say on the verge of needy, but I'm afraid it might lead to. Look, I have nothing negative to say. She is really wonderful. She's just a little bit too emotional for me.
Interesting.
Oh,
how did that come up in the conversation?
It's not that it came up. It was reactions. We had some really great conversations, but I mean, she cried a couple times, you know, and I'm you know.
At what point?
What?
About what?
Sometimes just little stuff.
Hmm.
You know, it seems like anything that we had that was in common is like the more that we kind of got to know each other, the more we had in common, it was like more disbelief that I'm far from perfect, but it almost felt like she viewed this as like, oh my God, this is it. This is so wonderful. I can't believe we have so much in common. Nothing like on the verge of that.
So her heart was really touched.
I know. I kind of want to cry right now.
Please don't.
You know, I've gotten to a point in life when I love it when
sweet.
People cry.
You like it?
When it's in a moment of like their heart being touched and their heart cracking open and them allowing themselves to be vulnerable in front of me. I find that is such a human moment and a moment of true, genuine, sincere connection that I love that.
Oh.
Did it feel like that, or did it feel like a heart being touched, or did it feel like it was coming from sadness or overwhelm, or because there's a difference?
No, absolutely. Maybe overwhelm. I mean, it was little things. I mean, we talked about having a family someday, you know, and then it got to, you know, children at the border and about Kamala Harris. And it just, maybe she's just passionate about certain things, but it was just a little too much for me, you know?
Because when she cried, how did that make you feel?
Uncomfortable. I just try to lighten the mood. I showed her a cat video that I thought it was hilarious. And then she got on the tangent about loving her. Well, it's not a tangent, but she's got a cat. She loves her cat. That made her all teary-eyed.
Okay.
Did it make you feel, though?
This really boils down to a temperament thing.
Well, did it make you feel like you would have... Did you feel like you needed to take care of her or comfort her or soothe her or do something?
Yeah. I felt like it's like, oh, boy, I just had to be there.
You felt like the pressure was on you to make it better.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God. And then, you know, it's like, are people watching? Are people looking? As I said, this is going to be an ongoing. This is public. It's one thing if we're at home.
And eventually you get to a point where you're like, I got to tiptoe because I don't want to say something that's going to make her cry.
Yeah, I don't want to go to censorship mode of myself.
Yeah.
Men just can't deal with a crying woman.
That's actually not true.
I mean, what do you feel like you have to do when we're crying?
Well, it depends on why you're crying, and you do feel the need to comfort. I mean, most of us, including myself, will cry at sad things. I can handle a woman who's crying, but a person who cries at everything could be exhausting for the other person.
Correct. Correct.
You know what I mean?
It's a little bit too much for me.
It's a temperament thing.
She's on a different emotional wavelength than I am, and I don't want to call it a burden, but it's not something that I want to sign up for.
Well, you know, I hear Taylor whimpering in the background.
Stop it.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
I'm going to tell you right now, honey, I love that you cry because we need people on this planet who have feelings and emotions.
Amen, Jen.
Because there's not enough of that going on right now. There's not enough loving and caring in the world. So thank you for being you.
Thanks, guys. I guess I'm a little bit emotional now, but I guess I'm just glad to know, you know, I wish you would have had the courage, you know, to just, you know, to be a little bit more respectful and respond to my text, you know.
See, I knew that. This is what I forgot about this segment, that the other person's on the other line listening.
Oh, yeah, Luke, Taylor's on the other line.
Yeah, Jeff doesn't.
No, I knew. I should have known better.
You know what? Oh. You just need to find someone who's able to hold the space for you and let you be you, tears or not.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And they're out there. There are sensitive, kind men who are okay when a woman expresses herself.
Even if it's all the time.
Yes. They're out there, few and far between, but they exist.
Thanks. I take issue with that.
And you're fine, too. If you can't sit with it, that's cool, too.
Dave, this is all on me. This is nothing on her. I will take complete responsibility for how I feel. It's just not something I'm capable of right now.
And I appreciate
Understandable,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I only
all right.
Taylor, we appreciate you putting yourself out there. And Luke, we appreciate you coming on and having the conversation with us.
Happy to do it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You take care, guys.
All right.
Okay. If you need us for a second date update, we are here for you with tissues if necessary.
Yes.
Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.